Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, very well, mate. They raced at Hawkesbury yesterday. There was a couple of impressive winners
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, there were, actually.
Yeah, they're very impressive winners, and the punters didn't miss them either. We talk of Rosina Kojanov, this half sister to She Will Reign, and, of course, Time to Reign, this other good two-year-old racing at the moment for Gary Portelli. Was heavily back, went straight to the front, and won in very good time. It was only her second start after failing on debut last time in, but she had excuses then. So she was very impressive. And the other one was this horse for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Botyard in the Shape of Wolf. Now, it started its career, I think it was selected in a weanling or yearling sale in Japan, and then started training there and then went to France, and now it's ended up in Australia, and it's two for two here now. It won well on debut over the 1,400 metres, stepped out to a mile yesterday, was backed as if unbeatable, went straight to the front and kept on improving to win very impressively as well. So I think its mum was a Group 1 winner in Japan. It's really well bred to get over 2,000 metres and beyond. So looking forward to what it can produce in the coming month.
We're going to ask you how that Group 2 form in New Zealand at this time of year lines up to our group form here, because Paul Gallen, Cronulla Sharks captain, Brad, looks like he's got himself, his first ever horse is Tiaka Shark, and it was a terrific win in a Group 2 event yesterday at Riccarton. What did you make of it?
Yeah, he was cool. So over there to watch the race, I saw a photo of him with the horse. Look, it's, New Zealand form can be a bit hard to line up at times, but seeing is believing with this horse. So everyone was raving about him on social media yesterday. And if you catch the vision, you just see how this horse puts the field away with an enormous turn of foot that last 300 or 400 metres. He won by a big space. He looks the real deal. I saw someone tweet out his sectionals last night and they were very, very, very sharp. So looking forward to seeing him. Hopefully, I'm guessing maybe in the autumn next year in Sydney or maybe even Brisbane. We'll wait and see what they decide to do there. But I'd be very shocked if he doesn't come to Australia and shape up as a very nice proposition going forward.
Yeah, TK and I were talking earlier this morning how it'd be great for Brisbane Racing Club if they've got Paul Gallen up there on Stradbroke Day promoting the race and having his horse run in it. And just imagine if he was able to win it and
Can
going
you
out
imagine?
There and holding what's a Stratty? Is it like
Stratty's
a cup?
A cup.
Yeah, so he holds the cup up.
Mate, they'll tear the joint down if he wins, Brad. It'd be great theatre. I'm with Loz.
They would hate it, the Queensland.
Oh,
they would.
Their greatest ever prize.
Great marketing.
Yeah.
Well, they need to get hold of Gal and try and organise a deal.
Well, we've already tweeted that idea out, Brad, and Queensland Racing's already retweeted it, so they're right onto it.
Talking about Queensland, though, Eagle Farm, what's the latest?
Yeah, luckily, looking at a return on December 22 at this stage, of course, has been a problem for quite a while now, hasn't it, since they reconstructed the track the first time. It just hasn't come up, so they've gone back to the drawing board, had another crack, and Mick Goodies, of course, has been up there, the former Flemington track manager, to give it his best. And by all reports, it's back on track, and they'll have a few gallops and trials before that. But at this stage, December 22 marked down as the likely return for Eagle Farm. I think, they're going to play it pretty careful and just have a few meetings on it early doors. Obviously, the aim is, Winter Carnival, isn't it, to get it cherry ripe for that in next sort of May and June. So, or June, really, because Doomin always takes that early part of the Winter Carnival. So, fingers crossed, everyone's hoping it can get back to its best because we need it up there because Doomin's been doing such a terrific job for so long. But it can only hold on as the number one track there and take the full force of the racing up there for so long.
It's all about the route system, Loz.
All about.
Well, you're a former curator, I should ask you.
I haven't had a decent enough look at it.
It looks magnificent, right?
I should have ducked across from a redeemed.
Well, I actually did during.
Oh, did you?
It looks great, but it's about the route system. It's what's underneath.
It's underneath.
Yeah, yeah. Now, mate, Chris Waller normally gains horses in his stable. He's actually lost one.
Yeah, Fox Bay, of course, was bought by Yearlong Investment. So we weren't sure what was going to happen there, whether that was going to be the end of her career or not, because she's obviously a very valuable broodmare, being a Group 1 winner as well. But news through from Andrew Bensley yesterday that she's joined the stables of Brett Kavanagh at Scone there and could well run at the Magic Millions Carnival in January. She's served by Snitzel in the last few days, so Yearlong Investment's hoping that she falls pregnant there. But she could still race at the Magic Millions if confirmed in foal. Some horses do that, of course. So when they're pregnant early days, they can still race. So we'll wait and see how that plays out. But we know she's a a very good mare on her day, generally better on wet track. So I'm not sure that will eventuate. Doesn't normally happen on the Gold Coast in January, but we'll see how things play out.
Brad, what's happening with last year's Melbourne Cup winner Rekindling?
Yeah, well, a bit of news, wasn't it, yesterday from the Lloyd Williams stable. Of course, Yucatan not running in that As If In Classic on the weekend, was nominated. That's a bit disappointing, but there was news through as well from Andrew Bensley on his news hour there yesterday that the 2017 Melbourne Cup winner Rekindling is being set towards that Hong Kong Racing International meeting on December 9th. Right. So hasn't raced since that Melbourne Cup win. So obviously a few little issues there, but looking forward to seeing the return of Rekindling. And of course, La Trobe is heading that way as well. He ran a cracking race with the McKinnon. So they're the two from the Lloyd Williams camp heading towards Hong Kong. And we'll see if they're joined by any other Aussies. I think maybe Coming Through's been mentioned, but we'll wait and see who heads over there for that.
You work hard on that form, okay? We need a winner for the weekend.
Yeah, and apologise about the voice this morning. I'm battling with the cold, so hopefully that will fit better.
Actually, you did well yesterday, Brad, because both your tips, they ran a place at decent odds.
230, 220 sort of stuff.
Yeah. And if you multied them up in a place, I think someone here may have, $9.
Yeah, Raban's got it to $3 late the place. Unfortunately, the favourite there was far too good for us, but he ran second. And yeah, the other one was not good enough for the likes of Rosina Kojanup, but was able to hold on to third. So hopefully people backed him each way and at least got our money back or just a small profit yesterday.
Good on you, mate. Always good to chat. Brad Davidson there. He'll give his tips for the weekend tomorrow morning on the program.